Hello!
Hey guys, it's Arden Cho.
Hey, I'm Holland Roden.
Hello, this is Ian Bowen.
Hey you guys, this is Melissa Poncio.
Hi, I'm Lyndon Ashby.
Hi, I'm Dylan Sprayberry.
This is Megan Tandy.
This is Tyler Posey, and you are listening to Not Another.
Not Another.
Not Another.
This is Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast.
Yes, it is!
Oh.
Woo!
Hey, this is Jeff Davis. You're listening to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, my favorite podcast in the world.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast as we carry on seeing Teen Wolf through to the very end, you know, wishing it off in style or whatever it is you say.
Why do you have to bring that up every time?
Because now it's a meme. Because now it's like a thing. But yeah, you know, waving goodbye to Teen Wolf week by week, ripping it into tinier little, the smaller pieces of our hearts as it leaves forever. This week we had episode 613, After Images, which was the debut of our own Teen Wolf, Tyler Posey, as a director. So that is something that he has been working towards for a while, and this is the episode that he actually served as director on, as well as obviously starring. So, three down, seven to go. That's how it works, right? Five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep. And then we say goodbye to Teen Wolf. So that's where we're up to. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We also have a bit of a special experience with this episode to share. So our discussion is going to be a little shorter than usual because we also have something to add on for you guys to listen to that we recorded when we watched this episode together in person. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But in the meantime, if you want to get in touch with us, you can reach us on our Twitter, which is NATW Podcast on Twitter. Same handle on Instagram and Facebook, so NATW Podcast at your social media of choice. Our email address is also natwpodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us via Tumblr at Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast on Tumblr. That's also our website, notanotherteenwolfpodcast.com. Tumblr-hosted website. So that is what you can do to talk to us. Now, Karen, what would you like to say to people about what we have to offer them this week? And do we want them to listen to that first, or do we want to do our discussion first and then end with that portion?
I feel like they should listen to it first because we recorded it first, so it kind of just makes sense.
Fresh.
Yeah. So basically what we ended up doing was Natalie and I were together in San Diego before the season started. We had both already watched episode one, but we hadn't seen two or three. So we decided to watch them together. And of course, that's always a lot of fun. I think that only ever happened to us one time before we were able to watch the episode together. And It was really great. Natalie laughed at how animated I get when I watch television shows. That's a running joke, but this time we watched the second episode and we decided for the third episode, especially because it was Posey's directorial debut, we were going to live record ourselves watching it. It's not video, so don't get too excited, but just audio record ourselves listening or watching the episode, and then you guys can sync it up and follow along or just listen to the audio straight as it is. And you get to hear all of our initial reactions and our discussions and all of that stuff. And it was pretty fun. I don't remember too much of what we actually talked about. So I feel like having a little bit of a discussion after the episode is also a smart idea.
Yeah. It was like the middle of the night. We were literally curled up in bed together watching it on Karen's laptop.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that is what we can listen to now. So you'll hear the audio of the episode here. It's not just a random track of us. Like, you'll hear this recorded live out loud in the room. So while the episode is playing and us speaking along, so hopefully we'll be louder than the episode. But if you do want to sync it up, we will try in the show notes to get the exact timestamp to sync it up. But just, you know, have a go, hit pause, and then, you know, you can listen along if you want to, or you can just listen on your own and hear the episode audio only. So that's what you can listen to now. So for the next 40 minutes, enjoy that, and then we'll be back with a little more in-depth discussion after watching the episode a couple of times. So see you in 40 minutes. Here we are again.
Let's put it on one leg on you and one leg on me, because my eyes are quite bad.
Your legs are different than mine. There we go. Should put it back on.
Okay. So this might be really boring or it might be really funny, but we're going to record a live reaction while watching episode 613 together of After Images, which is the episode that Tyler Posey directed, is that correct?
Yes. Are we recording now?
Yeah. It's been recorded since you were like, maybe I should move.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just turned it on because I thought it would be funny.
Oh.
I'm like baby.
Okay.
I'll make it into a song.
That's nice.
Let's play the episode.
Okay.
Maybe.
And it's playing.
All right.
Previously on Teen Wolf.
Where are you going?
Paris.
Do you want to turn it down a bit? I don't know. I have no idea how our voices are going to come up on this compared to the episode. But that's probably good.
Someone who recognizes raw talent when he sees it.
So she's like a pleb, right? She's like, she's like discovered this exists off her own back and has taken it onto herself without any training.
Which is a very obvious allusion to people who take guns. And
really?
I think so.
I don't know much about guns.
Well,
I don't come from a gun
people who take land. The law into their own hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then screw it up. And he's just got an arrow sticking out of his chest. It's fine.
I really thought he was gonna die. I think he might still die.
I think he might still die, too.
No, don't pull it backwards. That's not how you do that. That's not how you do that. You break it off and you pull it from the other side because the arrowhead will catch back on you, if you know what I mean. I know that from reading medieval fantasy books.
I mean, I feel like most people know that. I don't know why he doesn't know that.
I feel like I had a dream I got a fish hook stuck in my thumb last night, which is reminding me of this, which is probably because we watched episode 2 last night. What?
I think he's gonna like
stab him.
Smoosh it. He's gonna like hug
the tree. Shoot it through himself. Did it work? Number one, you need to break off the flights. So you need to break off the end so that it has nothing restricting it, and then pull it through. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, he's tried.
He's not very bright.
He's probably never been shot with an arrow before. Gross.
Is that all of it?
I hope so.
You need to keep running, man.
Oh, good. I like a casual cardigan and yellow top.
Yeah, I know.
He's gaining too much ground on us. We should be moving faster.
You're talking like an amateur.
An amateur that killed a hellhound.
Who was wounded and bleeding.
And I took out a werewolf.
Also injured and alone. Let's not mistake luck for skill.
Which werewolf?
The longer we wait, the weaker he will be.
And the more time he'll have to find help.
The greatest victory is that which requires no battle.
Sun Tzu, got it. Can we at least keep moving? Did you hear that? That's him.
Mm-hmm.
he just fucking throw that?
No.
Yeah, he did. But I think he's very angry now.
Why are you trying to fight them?
We know he's weird.
Like, he's a good guy.
Yeah, but he seems to have gone a bit murder.
Cheating? I swear to God.
Oh.
Fine, one more game. I have to get back to study.
Oh, they're playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Alyssa told me about that and told me not to tell you.
But you want to have to study? Oh. I'm your best friend and I can help you study.
I hate everybody on this show.
Sorry.
You mind if I... I mean, is it cool if... What, want to stay over? Is that all right? Yeah, you tell me why. You mean why? Maybe I just want to hang out. What about Corey? He's at a library study group. We haven't had a sleepover since we were 10. What's going on? Remember that body that we found?
Which one?
The one without the face.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't get it out of my head.
The one who's now mysteriously alive in a robotic way.
I don't know.
Me too. No. Dude, I literally can't get it out of my head. You know what after images are? You mean like when you look at a light bulb and when you look away you still kind of see it? Yeah.
Science. This is the shot they were talking about.
More extreme version.
The panning back and forth.
Called palynopsia.
Yeah.
It literally means seeing again. The image just stays with you when you see it. Again and again.
So, where are you seeing the body? Everywhere.
That's chill.
Super creepy.
We recently learned they only had one model for that car.
Yeah.
Like, not like several, like, models for it.
Is she a werewolf?
Yeah, she's his sister, right?
It's Brett's, and he's missing, yes. And I heard gunshots.
She was at the game as well.
But... Because he's my brother. Yeah. It's mine too.
What? What's hers too?
The blood, I think.
Oh.
Melissa!
Is that the faceless guy? She hangs someone in the morgue for a nurse. I don't know, maybe that's part of the job, but...
I don't think it's part of her job. I think it's part of her...
Pack.
Yeah. Pack job. You can do it. You can do it.
That's pretty bad.
If Melissa's freaking out. If this thing moves, by the way, like, I might scream.
Thank you.
Get out of there.
Why? Do you think his face is under there, or do you think, like...
I don't know, or was it eaten off? No! Okay, just get out, Casa. Get out.
I think it's all in their heads. I think this is the fear thing. Like, it's like they're hallucinating fear. Like, they're like, you know, like the hunters with the... Scott and the hunters. With the lasers. I think there's nothing there.
That's fine. Except it's not fine.
Hey. I thought you were hanging out with Liam tonight.
Brett's missing.
Missing as in no one can find him and they're really worried?
Missing as in his sister found blood all over his lacrosse stick.
Why is our missing always involve blood?
Speaking of hills. Come on, we're meeting Lydia.
How come?
Because we're gonna go find him.
This kid is still so awkward, but I feel like it's in character at least.
I really quite like Corey now.
You alright?
Where is Scott?
Yeah. Why?
I mean, he's behind the camera, but do you think that means he'll have less scenes?
No, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Huh?
Nothing.
Great. Please.
Sorry.
Same.
Has she ever tried this before?
Initiating a premonition? A few times. They usually find her.
How will help us find him?
I don't know. But if Brett's dead, I think she'd already know.
You think it's working?
It might if you stop talking.
For real? Like,
No, Corey, what are you doing? Although this...
What is wrong with this kid?
Sorry.
What is wrong with him? I mean, is this really what teenage boys are like? Possibly.
Yeah. Was this it, though? Although maybe that sound would help, because...
If it was done properly, like as a meditative kind of thing, but I don't think that's what was happening.
Well, now it's gone down. Colin's quite good at looking crazy.
She's been doing it for a while.
I like what Tyler's doing
here. The shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that turning was very weird.
Here. I think he set a trap.
He's fighting back.
And now we know he's alive. But he's still hurt. We need to find him. He needs to know we're here. You want the hunter to know we're here, too?
He's new. We can take him.
What if Brett Howell's back? We'll lead the hunter right to him.
No, we can find him first. There's no human that can track sound faster than we can. We've got the advantage. We've done this before. We know what we're doing, guys.
How come I can't catch his scent? He's masking it. Can someone tell him not to?
He went this way.
How come these guys have never learned to do that? Like, I know Satrami's pack is super underground.
He's not such an amateur.
How come they've never shared, like...
Maybe he's learning.
But anyway. Never mind. Maybe they'll get the spin-off podcast.
Does anyone speak Chinese?
My phone does.
Do you know this is a real thing? I spoke to someone about this recently.
Really?
A thing where you take a picture of like language written in another and it recognizes the...
That's what the Chinese says too.
ER
what?
Erbium. Pardon?
The atomic number for erbium is 68.
What if this whole thing just says 68?
68 what?
I have no idea.
Translates it. Like, it reads
I'm going
it.
I'm back to where my last premonition was.
So if you, like, saw a sign in another country, you could, like...
Back going alone.
I don't know if it's all the way developed, but it's a real thing.
Hmm.
gonna bash her skull in?
I'm surprised you called me.
Well, someone had to call someone. I need a tissue sample from a body. I was hoping you would go in there and get it for me.
It's a dead body, right?
Mostly.
Mostly.
Maybe you should just go see for yourself.
I take it they have not sorted out their shit. No, I like that she called him though. Yeah. And he came. He's like sweating already. Mm. This is what was in the trailer. Yeah, then did you feel any, like, anything? Clearly there's some pheromones. Some bad guy pheromones. Do you think someone had to stand above him and do a little droplet? Probably. Or do you think they put that in digitally? Yeah, see, I totally knew that it was moving. But what's that one? And what's that one if that one...
I don't know.
What's that one?
Oh, it's breathing.
That's not just a dead body.
You felt it too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fear.
Terror.
I don't think the other one was really moving. I think they were hallucinating it. But it was
Yes.
Because I don't think the other one was relevant to us. So I think it was it's making
trail
me kind
ends
of
when you
feeling.
Found it. Remember what I told you?
Look for signature prints. Look for heel marks.
Why the heel marks?
Because the heel comes on first. It bears all the weight.
So what do you see?
No prints, nothing.
And that tells you what?
It's a misdirect.
Good. And what does that tell us about our young?
He feels us closing in on him. He wants to escape the pressure.
Don't ask yourself what a teenager would do. Ask yourself what an animal would do.
An animal would run and hide.
And where do wounded animals go to hide?
Then?
They go underground.
You are useless.
66, 67, 68.
This is Noah?
Mm-hmm. Is this the other scene with the thing that we saw in the trailer?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What are you talking about?
So he shows up out of nowhere?
But you're dead.
And pretend you haven't noticed.
I'm not sure what I've seen.
Do you want to be sure? You're the one to know. No way.
The trail's gone.
Maybe you just stopped bleeding.
I think we should split up. Lori and I go this way, you guys go that way.
Or maybe we go in four directions? We should stick together.
We have the advantage. It's four against one.
Not if we split up.
I've been doing this the past 3 months without your help. I think I can make a decision.
Well, if you're deciding to do something stupid and die, then go ahead.
It's one hunter, one amateur who doesn't know what they're doing.
Scott.
So basically, if they're back at school, does that mean they've had, like, the guys who've been away for the summer or whatever? Like,
Malia Scott and...
Two of them?
Goodyear?
I don't know if they've been away.
Mm. How many hunters have you seen out here before?
A lot.
Still want to split up?
We can deal with it. We just need to find Brett's trail.
No, we don't. Rock balancing. Satomi taught us. It's him, and I know where he's going.
Do you guys have parents? Like, I want to know if they, like, hold Satomi... Do they go to, like, secret club meetings at Satomi's house, or does she, like, run a wayward home for wolves?
I don't know.
Like, do they,
he's
like...
He's been poisoned.
That's why he's not healing.
What if he only has a few hours to live?
If we howl, we can find him.
That's too risky. Who cares about the risk? He could be dying. He's still moving.
We just need time to think.
I need him to know that I'm here, that I'm coming for him.
Yeah, well, he's right. He has to know we're here.
Leah, wait!
He didn't. That wasn't Brett. That was a werewolf making a mistake.
His friends are coming for him?
It's safe to assume they're coming for us.
Why are we going back? What if there's a pack?
Oh, there is. We can count on it.
Wait. How many are we talking about?
That's not the right question. You're thinking from a place of fear.
Logically and mathematically. Two of us against too many of them.
Try thinking strategically. That's Scott, what calls Achilles' heel. Like most teenagers, he thinks of this art.
So what's our strategy?
Right now, divide and conquer.
Drugs, bastard.
What is the black stuff?
It's
there's a perfectly poison. Logical oh, it's explanation for this. But if it moves...
I'll empty a clip into it.
Oh my god, they're so cute.
Sorry.
Talk.
I'm not gonna watch.
What?
You said there's a logical explanation. Tell me what it is.
You mean to distract myself?
And me.
Okay. Okay, sure. It could be a toxin or gases, chemicals released by the body.
This thing?
Yeah. Carbogen, carbon dioxide, and oxygen gas mixed can make your brain think that you're suffocating, and then your body reacts with intense anxiety and fear.
What else?
Any noxious smells can induce fear, or even infrasounds. Sounds below 20 hertz.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Melissa, now.
Okay.
Melissa.
I got it.
Oh my god. He's a lot more afraid. Do you think it's because he has more
energy? Why did he answer?
Maybe.
Maybe.
He didn't hear us.
I don't know, but that's maybe freaking crazy. Oh, Scott got it. No, I think it's Liam. No. Did he run forward? Yeah, I think. I mean, he's gonna be okay.
I know, but...
We knew we were coming.
Don't talk, just heal and let us figure this out.
You better step ahead of us the whole time.
I'm sorry, but I can't wait around. We have to go.
But we're still hot. 3-2. We're faster and stronger.
They're smarter.
I don't care who's smarter or faster or whatever. My brother's going to die.
Something's not right. The arrow, the tripwire, the poison. These aren't amateurs.
They've never fought us before, and
you've never fought on our sleep. We need to stick together.
I need to go.
No, you're not going alone. I'll go with you.
And Liam, you don't know who they are or what they're capable of. Look, I know who we are. We never give up. Especially when it's someone innocent. When it's someone alone, when it's one of our friends. Okay, go, go. All of you will catch up.
Okay, go.
You just need to shut up.
I think the scary part's over. This is just the boring science part.
I'm not gonna leave you alone with that thing.
I bet you want to know what scared the hell out of you.
Curious.
Let me guess.
Lighting of his face.
Not very
there.
Much.
Percy.
Very little. What is it?
It's nothing. No DNA, no
Why
cell structure.
Know
there
she
is
was
nothing
say
here.
That?
How is that possible? Mm.
It's not.
Which way? There's gotta be something. Did he leave anything for you to find? Like a signal or more rocks?
I don't see anything. I don't hear anything.
We'll find something. He's gonna be okay.
How do you know?
Because he's strong. He's really strong. He's knocked me down on the lacrosse field more than once. Now when I see him coming, I do everything I can to get the hell out of the way.
Brett actually started playing lacrosse for me.
For you?
I didn't have any friends at my old school. Davenport Prep needed lacrosse players, and Brett practiced all summer. We got a scholarship and told them that they had to take me if they wanted him.
That's dramatic.
We're gonna find him. What, do you smell that? It's sour.
It smells like something's rotting.
I think it's poison.
That's how we'll find him.
That is an unnecessarily large gun.
It's been too long.
Don't worry. They'll have to come this way.
How do you know?
Well, I wouldn't be down here if I didn't know exactly where I was.
Why did you let them go?
Because this isn't about killing just one werewolf.
It's 68 miles, 60 degrees, route 68. Lydia will call us when she has something. Yeah, I just wish I could be there, you know, to help her.
Be alone.
Yeah, good point. Hey, Nolan.
Nolan, yeah.
Studying for
I said Noah earlier. You said what? Noah. No, Nolan.
Yeah. Trying to understand how organisms evolve and change.
What the fuck?
Like how a fish can turn into an alligator.
Alligators aren't fish. They're reptiles. But they hatch from fertilized eggs.
And isn't the test on DNA versus RNA? Do you think DNA changes?
He's so creepy.
Wow, he's crazy.
It's damaged. Yeah, change in DNA could cause cancer.
So, organisms can change. Organisms change. They can change
this
right in front of your eyes.
This kid is not okay.
I don't think this is on the test. Yeah. I wonder if organisms can change. And then change back. Like, they can be two things at once.
Parrotfish or Protogynous hermaphrodites, both male and female. Hawkfish change and change back, as well as earthworms, of course. But
that's definitely not on the test, or any high school test. I wonder if any of us have changed. And if we did, would there be any way to tell?
He's quite good at being creepy. Yeah, he looked full crazy.
DNA test. I was thinking a different type of test.
What the hell is wrong with you? Look! Look at him! Look!
Is this gonna be when he goes off about the bear?
He's fine. It's just a scratch.
Well, I don't understand why faceless guy is still alive.
I don't.
How did we miss that?
We underestimated them.
But how do they rig a trap that big with us down here in the tunnels?
Was already there?
They didn't. They rigged it a long time ago.
But we've been through these tunnels 100 times.
And wherever this hunter is, he's been through them 100 more. He knew we were here. He was waiting for us, tracking us. He was prepared. And we weren't. There aren't a lot of people who spend time in these tunnels.
Who was the last hunter we saw down here?
Argent. Gerard.
Trump wasn't lethal.
He slowed us down.
And split us up.
He's planning something else. Another trap.
And me and the lawyer walking right into it.
I get the feeling he's gonna become like a crazy religious zealot, kind of. That kind of attitude about, like a witch hunter kind of thing.
Hey, 68! Hey.
Ooh!
Ah. Hey. Do you know anything about Brett?
Who?
Brett Talbot. Lacrosse player. What happened to him?
I don't know any Brett. You're one of them, aren't you?
One of who?
Oh, God.
They all look the same. Are you sure we're going the right way?
A positive. I've gotten lost on here before, more than once. Just follow the scent.
I hate that scent.
Wait. Here's something. Sounds like
a heartbeat. Britt!
You found the rocks?
Yeah, I found the rocks.
Black stuff before.
Yeah. We're gonna get you out of here.
You're
just in their poison with wolf pain.
For doing this.
Is there any way of thanking me?
No, that's my way of calling you a dumbass. Thanks.
He's not looking great.
No.
They're coming!
Hey, go, hold them on!
Those old things.
Yeah. Whatever they're called.
Confusers. I think they had a more technical name than that.
Probably.
There's nobody here.
Did that? Because they get all the veins, like the veiny black stuff.
Seems like we're letting
like
a lot of opportunities
had the bullet.
Pass us by.
I feel like his arm did see that.
I'm asking you to trust me a little longer.
I'm generally not a very trusting person.
That's why you are going to be good at this.
Good at what? I thought we were trying to hunt down a werewolf.
Anyone can learn to hunt one werewolf. We are building an army.
An army?
Didn't sign up for that. Where did we last leave off Gerard? Like, why is he so...
Chris was bandaging his arm. Down in the
and
tunnel.
The black stuff is what it looked like when he spewed up the, you know...
Yeah.
What happened to him getting the bite and the cancer and all of that? Is it going to ever secretly be revealed that he is actually like a werewolf in denial?
Maybe. I don't think that we should waste any more time.
Quiet. Why isn't it working? How come I can't take your pain?
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. None of this is okay. We should have called Stiles.
We promised we wouldn't.
It's a stupid promise.
We almost lost him last time.
Yeah, and now I'm gonna lose you too.
You're gonna lose...
Yeah, me. All of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
And you know, Stiles wouldn't be okay with this. If he knew all the things that we were trying to do without him, he'd kill us.
I think he'd be okay.
With this?
With us.
What do you mean? No, don't pass out. I don't think you're supposed to pass out. Plus, I'm really confused about what we're talking about, so Scott, wake up. Scott!
Healing, or if it's just literally taking pain, like, does that actually help the healing process, or is it just...
I'm not sure. Anyway. They're really cute, though.
So do you think he has a crush and she has no idea?
I think so.
Let me know if you want to upgrade or something a little more.
I think this is good enough for now. You let me know if you remember anything about your family history that deals with any of the bizarreness that we've been dealing with.
Bodies with no DNA.
There are bodies with no DNA that somehow make you feel terrified.
I don't know if the body's actually causing the fear. Maybe it's just amplifying it.
You still feel it, don't you?
It's like something crawling on the back of my neck.
Me too. Well, if you find anything...
I'll call.
Great. Or I'll call if I remember anything.
Okay.
Or not.
Okay.
Something so.
I should have called.
But you didn't, and that's okay. Should I have called?
Did you want to call?
Yeah, I wanted to call.
So did I.
Good.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Hear. Okay, good. That is good information to have.
I should go.
No.
It was about Nolan.
Nice to know before he attacked me.
He wasn't trying to hurt you. He was trying to expose you. That was a test.
He definitely failed. It was a geyser. Half the library was staring. You didn't have a scratch.
I remember because it was like 5 minutes ago.
Why would Nolan do that?
He's afraid.
Of me?
Of us.
I thought your premonition was about people turning on each other.
I was wrong.
They're gonna turn on us.
Fun.
Well, I think it's already started.
Not it looks so good. Yeah. I don't think he can climb that ladder.
Lori, no!
Oh god. Is that them? Did someone just freaking run them down with a car?
Yeah.
Whoa! The car's just freaking sitting there. Thank you.
Close your eyes. I could take away his pain.
Because they were already so weak that they are more human, probably, than...
Oh, good.
No!
Ew. Oh, ew, that's really nasty. Yeah.
Love you, license plate.
Who the hell are you? Oh, was it a random? Who wasn't a hunter?
I don't think it was a
you
random.
Set this up.
Of course I did.
Is this part of the lesson?
Everything's a lesson, every moment with me. And if there's one thing you learn today, it's this. The best way to build an army is through fear.
Go back down the hole, Liam.
Yeah, Liam really
fall in the hole, Liam!
He really shouldn't have done that in public, should he?
No.
Wolf Boy in the sewers.
That's the spinoff name. Wolf Boy in the sewers.
Well, that was weird and fun. Not yeah. very fun.
There was a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Posey did a good job though.
Yeah, it was like. Yeah, it held
there
up.
There were some shots that were very different, like very
too usual.
Out of the norm.
Yeah. Why is that doing that when you've closed it?
I don't know.
Okay,
I thought
that's
it would
weird.
Go away.
Yeah, like some of the spinning ones and stuff was.
The computer's just roaring now.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get ready to go and we'll talk more about the episode. Later.
Yes.
Yeah, no. That is our commentary while watching the episode.
Hope everybody liked it.
Yeah, we're in bed. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We should kick off with our quotes.
Yes. So, coming back into us recording in the traditional sense, some really good performances, some really good deliveries in this episode, and... mine was part of the resolution of Melissa and Chris, who are acting very kind of like schoolgirly alongside dealing with the crazy trauma no face man. So, you know, she calls him in for help and everything gets resolved basically in terms of, well, they discover that this thing is a problem, but it's their only interaction, I guess, since they made out in front of the Ghost Rider terminal. So yeah, everyone's all a bit like, why didn't you call me? Then it's established after they get past their whole issue with the no face man that they both did want to call each other. And my favorite quote was, Melissa Ponzio's delivery of that scene in which she was like, yeah, that's good. That is good information to have about Chris wanting to call her. I just found it hilarious. I just loved it.
Even her in the background during this scene, like we can talk about this a little bit more later on because I do want to kind of pick it apart a little bit. But like her background stuff where she's kind of freaking out. Oh my God, it was so great. It was so, so great.
Mm.
But my favorite scene or my favorite line once again comes from Corey. I swear to God, he is just like the best part of these episodes so far. Everyone else is very serious. And I mean, there's some jokes, but like Corey is just consistently being the one who is alleviating a lot of the tension. And mine comes near the end of the episode when Mason is telling, I almost said Holland, when Mason is telling Lydia that Nolan tried or did stab Corey in the hand, and it was like a geyser, and everybody saw it. And he's like, but then there was like, there wasn't a scratch. And he's talking to Corey as he's saying this, and Corey goes, I remember, because it was like 5 minutes ago.
This was my second favorite. Like, this I also really, it was really great. Like, they're really they're really kind of doing stuff with him that I really enjoy now. So they've like found the niche, I guess, for him, and I really enjoy him now.
And honestly, it reminds me a lot of Starkid, and when he's like, I know, I was there, I heard everything you just said.
You know, like, yeah, I hear everything you hear, Quirrell. Very much so.
All right, shall we jump into the discussion now?
Yes. So do you want to, what do you have to say?
Well, the first thing I want to start off with is basically Posey as a director, because he definitely, you could tell this one had a little bit of a different style on it, and I wanted to know what you thought about that.
There was definitely some experimentation, I would say. Like, it was like shots that is not necessarily the kind of, you know, like technical angles and stuff like that, that the show would usually do, you know, especially the way of cutting between two people for certain dialogue. And then the other big noticeable one was Lydia meditating on the, well, it's not a candle, it was a Bunsen burner. Mm-hmm. That spinning shot and a couple of the other shots were very unusual for this show, or like noticeably different. It may just be that we were looking out for it, you know, that we were looking out for, oh, what has he done? But mm-hmm. I did feel like there was a few things that were experimental.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I thought there were a lot of interesting camera movements and choices. He really kind of played into the creepy aspect of the show, and particularly, and we can break these down in a second, but like the video game sequence between Liam and Mason, and yeah, the part where Lydia's looking into the fire, the way that he either didn't cut the camera away, like in the video game sequence, or the way he flipped the camera with Lydia made you really feel kind of claustrophobic and uncomfortable and out of your element. And I thought that was really cool. And I'm glad that he did something like that, because it definitely lends itself to the show. The other thing I noticed, and again, maybe this is just, you know, we're looking out for it kind of thing, but he had a lot of shots of hands in this episode. And I'm thinking particularly of even the way Melissa was holding the baton, and uh-huh. all of that, it kind of made you aware, more aware, I think, of how they were moving, how they were feeling, because she was kind of nervous, she was kind of unsure. And of course, you know, Corey getting stabbed in the hand, and there were a couple other points I can't think of right now either, but it was very much like hands on. I'm sorry.
I cannot say I noticed the hands, but except obviously the stab and the shaking with the scalpel is sort of what I noticed. Yeah. But but I cannot say I was like an extraordinary noticeable amount of hands or anything like that.
I think it's because I really enjoyed it. I really liked the way that it kind of made you pause for a second, and it gave you, I keep going back to that part with Melissa. Like, it just gave you more of a sense of how she was feeling. She was doing a great job otherwise, because you could really tell she was excited, she was nervous, she was unsure. But the thing with the hands, it was just like this moment where you're like, ah, like, I definitely kind of get what she's feeling right now.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the video game sequence, because obviously if you guys did listen to our part, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but this was really cool just because of the camera panning back and forth made it kind of grounded and very real feeling, like you were actually there, but also kind of creepy. But the part that I really loved was Liam picking up on the fact that something was wrong with Mason And it wasn't like joking, hey, dude, like, what's wrong? Well, you know, you can tell me. Like, it was genuinely like, yeah, you can sleep over, but you got to tell me what's wrong. And their friendship, while it doesn't get highlighted as deeply as Scott and Stiles's does sometimes, this was one of a few instances where I really felt like these guys have been friends for a long time. They understand each other. They have a history that we haven't seen. And I just thought the writing and the acting in particular in this sequence was really good.
Yeah, I think that's true in terms of their friendship, their old friendship, and the interpretation of like what, sorry, the interpretation of what Mason trying to be casual, like kind of meant to Liam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And
also,
yeah,
I was just going to say your video game moment.
Yes. So they were obviously playing Mortal Kombat, which everyone should know by now is a what's the word? Reference. It's a reference to Lyndon Ashby as Johnny Cage in the movie Mortal Kombat. I linked to the theme song in case you were wondering what that link was. That's to the theme song. I listened to it earlier today. It was glorious. I love that theme song. But also on screen, if you guys pause it like I did and look very closely, it says Cage wins, which I was really happy about.
It's 100% intentional. Like, oh, just
yes.
Like, just we have factual confirmation that it's intentional. Just in case anyone was like, that's an accident. It's obviously not an accident, and it is intentional. So yeah.
Yeah, made me very happy. Which was great because the end of this scene is very creepy because Mason talks about title after images and palynopsia, which is when the stimulus is gone, but you still see the image. And in this case, like, it's not leaving him alone. This body is like following him. And that's also when the camera just kind of pans a little bit and it's standing blurry in the background. Ooh, that was so creepy.
And the, again, with the science references, again, mm-hmm. with the, like, everyone casually...
The terminology.
Everyone casually communicates via, like, intensive science references. Or maybe just Mason does, but, like, a trend of Teen Wolf, as we mentioned last week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm sort of starting to put more and more together about this fear demon, scarecrow, whatever we want to call him, it right now. Or presence, this fear-spreading presence, because we see more of this later in the episode. We see that something, we don't know what it is, that something is orchestrating things to feed the fear of individuals. We see the replacement Aaron, the robot Aaron, mm-hmm. encouraging the fears of Nolan. And, you know, he's left Mason with this ongoing paranoia. Like, he's basically, whatever it is, the thing, the fear thing is dismantling the society, which is exactly what it's, you know, intending to do. It's dismantling people's ability to live in a community together peacefully and, you know, stopping people from being able to do their job, like, you know, making them vulnerable in situations that they'd usually not have vulnerability in, you know, gaslighting them, for lack of a better word, making them think things are there that isn't there or something's wrong that isn't wrong. Yes, yeah, so I just don't know what it is. I can see what's happening, just not what it is or why, obviously.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, this is so interesting to me because we can skip ahead just a little bit because the body is obviously giving off major fear vibes, which we saw with Chris, we saw with Melissa. Chris is terrified, and we don't see him like that ever. And he even mentions, like, very few things terrify him that much. And the thing is, when they put it under the microscope, there's no DNA. There's no cell structure to this body. And it's because, my assumption is, the spiders, or whatever that actually is, the spiders could just be a means for this thing to do this, actually ate the cell structure and the DNA and therefore recreated it. You know, that's the only explanation I can come up with. And that is just...
Does robot Aaron have the real DNA of Aaron? Like, what?
I would say so.
What's the go here, you know?
I would say yes.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know. Like, or is Aaron maybe safely trapped somewhere in a beautiful dream and that, well, you know, that his face is just a, like, that his dead body is just a prop to scare people and that his robot self is also a prop to scare people. Maybe Aaron himself is just the bad guy. Maybe it's Aaron. It's Aaron.
He's too cute.
Look, there have been cute people on this show before that have not worked out well.
And I've been attracted to all of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember, Matt?
That is the culmination of our friendship right there.
Oh my god. Okay. All right,
that happened. Right. We have that on tape.
All right, Matt aside, moving on.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about scary things. Actually, let's talk about some charged interactions, because I swear to God, even the standoff with Melissa and Chris in the body when he's holding a gun to its head was so charged between them. They have such trust in each other to the point where, and I mean, I don't think they could necessarily help it, but I think particularly for Chris, to admit that he is that terrified of something, he wouldn't necessarily be able to do that around anybody, but he does it around Melissa. And again, like, maybe he couldn't help it, but I'd like to think that he was like, okay, you know, Melissa, I'm really scared. Can you just please hurry up and let's go? Like, it just, I really liked that. And again, like, the whole should I have called scene was so awkward, but so cute.
Yeah, I like them. You know, we spoke to Lyndon at Comic Con and he was kind of like bummed that they took that away from him. Like, that he, you know, because there's differing thoughts. There's the thought that, you know, Claudia being in the picture, even though she wasn't real, would be like, okay, so Sheriff is now back in an emotional position where he is not open to that, you know. And I think that's fair. I think that's a kind of a fair situation for Claudia, even though Claudia wasn't real, for the Sheriff to, he wouldn't just immediately be like, oh, that wasn't real, okay, I'm back to my crush, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's a traumatic experience. That was my take on why Sheriff is no longer an option. However, Lyndon at Comic-Con was not really of that mind. He was like, but it wasn't real. Like, you know, maybe he didn't kind of, you know, knew that it wasn't happening. So that's not the take he had. But he was of the opinion that because, you know, that was still his thing. And because Claudia wasn't real, that it didn't get in the way of him and Melissa. So I don't know, maybe there'll be a fight for her honor. But anyway, I like the new Chris Argent chemistry. You know, it's going to be kind of Scott, weird for Scott if, like, his, if they move in together or something like that. But I'm into it for reasons I've talked about many times. So it's interesting that they haven't addressed it. I guess Chris has been off doing gun things, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. I do want to switch gears here and talk about the kids a little bit, because we see, like we said, Aaron kind of goads Nolan into attacking Corey. The whole school sees. I know we talked about this while we were recording, but, like, I just have to emphasize how good this kid playing Nolan is at being crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good. And the way that, like, his eyes just go wide, but then like he kind of reels it back in, but then he kind of can't help it because he's a little like manic right now. I don't know. I just think it's so good. So I'm definitely looking forward to more of him. I kind of hope that like he's not killed off or he doesn't become evil. I just kind of want to see him stick around just so we can watch him be crazy some more.
Yeah, it's this very intense, like, zealot kind of thing. And, like, it's, like, really, you know, outside of normal behavior, outside of normal belief. I mean, I guess he's right, but, you know, it's kind of with that attitude of, like, quote-unquote, like, capital B believer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, and this is kind of what I was talking about before, Mason is so caught up in helping him with, like, his quote-unquote biology test. Studying and everything and being smart and giving him all this information that he doesn't pay attention to, like, what Nolan is really telling him. Like, he should be kind of picking up what Nolan's putting down, and Mason's just actually...
No, I think Mason he wasn't picking up that Nolan knew, but I think he was on high alert about the supernatural. He was like, oh, I've got to like say some stuff because I know about the supernatural, but this guy doesn't. I don't think he knew Nolan was fishing, but I did feel like his delivery wasn't naive. It wasn't like blah, 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 blah. I felt it was like him scrambling to be like, what can I say that's normal, if you know what I mean? That's how I read it, but it could, I don't know, it could be different.
I like the little gleam that Mason gets in his eyes whenever he can talk nerdy.
That's true. He did get kind of excited.
He did. And what's worrisome is Nolan has Corey's blood now.
I didn't think, is that like, can he do something with that?
I mean, he could test it.
Suppose. I didn't really think about that, like about him like collecting.
Yeah, I didn't until this watch. I mean, he could definitely test it. If he doesn't particularly know what to do with it, he could definitely pass it off to the guidance counselor. So.
Oh, God.
That could be.
Well. That's gross. Come on, Nolan. Get on side, you know, like, you know.
And he is number 68. He's the one that Lydia had her premonition about. And now he is aware that Lydia is one of them too. He doesn't know exactly what she is, but he has a feeling that she's supernatural. So that's also worrisome. I just keep going back to that image of Lydia on the slab in the morgue from the trailer. And I'm just like, something bad's going to happen. Maybe it's Nolan's fault.
I think that he is definitely dangerous, but I hope that he has some interesting stuff to show us before then, because I do think the actor is really good. Like, really, really good. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Malia and Scott versus Liam and Lori.
Okay.
Because this was really telling to me, because the young ones, Liam and Lori, are very desperate to find Brett. And they are very arrogant, very gung-ho. Not arrogant in the sense that, like, we can totally win anything because we're the best, but, like, overly optimistic. Liam is like, but we've beaten things before and we can do this and we're strong and all of this other stuff. And they want to split up because they just want to find Brett right now. And Scott and Malia are like, wait a second. We need to think about this. We need to be smart. We need to be strategic. We don't know what we're up against. You've never fought hunters before. So just listen to your elders kind of thing. And in this moment, Liam feels very much like Scott season one, protect the innocent and like we can do anything and all we need is hope and some backflips and stuff like that and everything will be fine. Whereas Scott right now reminds me a little bit of like Derek as he was transitioning into like Zen Derek, where he's like, no, you have to be smart, don't be brash, you know, hold back for a minute, kind of survey the land and come up with a plan.
Yeah, there was definitely some choices being made that I was just like, no, like, this is very stupid. So yeah, like, of various people, like, you know, like, again, like, Liam got kind of caught up in Laurie's panic, I guess, or something like that. Like, because, yeah, he definitely caught the sort of irrational urgency that she had about it, which, I mean, it wasn't irrational to be upset, you know, to be worried, but you know what I mean? Like, he caught that kind of, like, just do something, as opposed to, like, thinking strategically, I suppose. Even though Gerard does go on to claim that Scott himself does not think strategically.
Right.
So do you think that he's misguided? Do you think that's intentional? Is what Gerard said true, or is it, are we meant to be like, haha, Gerard thinks Scott's not strategic, but we know he is?
I think it's the latter. And I think in particular, Gerard doesn't necessarily know the person that Scott has become. I mean, he's sort of been around, and he's been around recently, but I think he very much looks down on Scott and the pack and the werewolves and all of that. And he's arrogant too. And I think he's smarter than most other hunters, clearly smarter than Miss Monroe, but I think he still falls into the trap of Scott's only a kid. He's only a teenager. You know, he's acting on instinct as a werewolf, when in reality, Scott actually has a lot of experience doing this stuff. So I would say he should give him more credit, but I don't want him to, because Gerard should be taken down. So don't give him more credit and you will suffer the consequences of that. Another line that I really liked in this, by the way, was between Brett and Liam, when Liam saves or finds Brett, and Brett's like, you're a dumbass for doing this, and Liam's just like, is that your way of thanking me? And Brett just goes, no, that's my way of calling you a dumbass.
When they do find each other, it is kind of like a bit sad, you know, like, you know, the Brett situation seems to have developed, you know, off screen, like, there's a, you know, there are sort of a more distant ally, but, like, again, like, I wonder behind the scenes, like, not behind the scenes in the fictional world of Beacon Hills, not behind the scenes on the production of the show Teen Wolf, what that relationship is like now, you know, because they seem kind of comfortable but still kind of like not actually nice to each other, and I don't know.
I actually really enjoy the relationship, because it's superficially antagonistic, but when it comes down to it, they will have each other's backs. And that to me is a very interesting dynamic, because I think they're both very aware of that. They both know that, like, on the field, or if they're just joking around, they don't actually like each other. But in a fight, like, yeah, they're going to try to save each other's life. And that is really cool.
Yeah. And Brett's never done anything outright evil. Like, no. You know, they still hang around with Peter, and he's done stuff that's, you know.
Oh, Peter. I miss Peter.
He'll be around.
I know.
He'll be around.
Yeah.
At some point.
Soon, I hope.
Guess.
Yeah.
He's in the trailer.
Speaking of relationships and all that, though, kind of harkening back to Melissa and Chris and some of the confusion that's kind of going on there, Scott says he thinks Stiles would be okay with him and Malia. And Malia's kind of confused by this.
See, this is sort of coming a little bit out of nowhere for me. Like, I feel a bit like I am Malia in this circumstance. And again, we spoke to Shelley about this, about the, like, hey, you know, this is going to be a thing, right? Like, that they kind of picked up on it. But right now we're meant to be feeling like Scott has been thinking about Malia, you know, with a capital T, thinking. Yeah. But Malia's like, what? And so we haven't had any kind of, and Scott's sort of saying this while he's dying, not dying, but, like, while he's out of it and stuff like that. Malia is oblivious to Scott's interest, and Scott may have also been oblivious to his interest in a actual conscious way until now. But the fact that he thinks he's been thinking about, you know, Styles' opinion of him and Malia, you know, is interesting.
It is. Also, so I would like...
We get, oh, sorry. Go on.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, I hope that we get the actual story of Scott's thoughts there at some point. That we actually, you know, that it's not just like, hey, we're making this a thing because we say so.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Malia is aware. I don't think she's oblivious of her feelings towards Scott. I think she's in denial. She kind of chalks it up to, well, he's the pack leader and, like, of course I care about him. And I don't think she necessarily wants to admit right now that she might have actual feelings for him. But I don't necessarily think that when he said that, she was as confused as she let on. I think she more so just wanted him to clarify so that she could kind of confirm that, hey, maybe we're on the same page here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just, at the moment, I just still can't imagine either of them thinking about each other in this context, but I'm curious to see how/why, like, this is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, all of that is put on pause because Brett and Lori escape the dungeons, the sewers, and immediately are hit by a car. And this was actually really friggin' tragic. And I hate that they, you know, got out of there and thought they were safe for like 0.2 seconds. And then turns out, here we are, this is the end of the line. And they both kind of just accept it in that moment. And especially Lori, you know, she's still trying to save her brother. And Liam is just so upset by this. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but really, like, these are the first people that he's actually lost. Like, Hayden obviously moved away, but she's still alive. This is somebody he was tasked with saving and couldn't. I think this is going to stay with him for a long time.
Sorry, I want to talk about that kind of setup of the, obviously that's the next point, like the setup of the getting hit by a car, but were they hit intentionally?
I don't know, because I want to say yes, because how could you time that so perfectly? I don't think, I mean, Gerard's good, he's smart, he's not that good, but I think perhaps them getting hit intentionally and then other people being witness to it, maybe that latter part is kind of what was less intentional.
Well, I feel like that what was intentional was the exposing, was the whole let's expose.
Mm-hmm. I think that was intentional too, but I don't think that he staged those people to be there. I think that they happened to be there, but I think the car was staged.
You think that the car was someone,
like, yeah, waiting till they come up.
So did I, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought as well, but I didn't know, like, but the rest of the people, like, it's like, oh, we're going to, like, make a scene in a busy area and get people to react to it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Liam, I don't know, did Laurie also die, or was it just Brett?
I think it was both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just him. Okay. Oh, well. Sorry about it.
Yeah, it's kind of tragic.
And, well, how many more people can they kill off that are not people we, like, fully care about?
I feel like there's got to be plenty.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
What about Parrish? Well, not that I want him to.
Yeah, not that I want him to either, but I mean, I think really anyone on the periphery is fair game. I don't think they're going to kill off any of the core, but I feel like anybody else is fair game.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember all the people that are still alive. that have been like vague friends.
Yeah. Even not. Faces we recognize from the school, like school or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Please not Derek.
Yeah. please not Derek. Mm-hmm. Well, like you said before, Gerard is the one who set this whole thing up. And something that he said just really stuck with me. And it was, everything's a lesson, every moment with me. The best way to build an army is through fear. And we've kind of heard this line in trailers and stuff. But the fact that, like, I don't know, it's just the everything's a lesson, every moment thing is so, like, crazy to me. And the fact that Miss Monroe, like, I feel like she doesn't know what she's getting herself into. Granted, I don't have a lot of sympathy for her. I think she's super misguided, but, like, man, like, imagine if Chris took her under his wing, then he could teach her, yes, there are some bad supernatural creatures, but not all of them are evil, versus Gerard being her mentor.
I hate his ego more than anything. Like, his whole, like, of course I did. Like, oh, I'm the best. Like, I know everything. You're gonna... I just hated his ego in this so badly.
Yeah.
That is what killed me the most for some reason.
His face. Ugh. I know we were talking about this before, but, like, Michael Hogan, lovely man. But his face just equals Gerard Argent in my mind, and I don't like that face. Yeah. And the last thing I wanted to point out was just, like, I wonder if all these people go home and they're just like, oh, my God, there are werewolves in the sewers.
If that's, like, the rumor in the town.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You mean, like, alligators or something? Like,
there are feral, hairy man boys living down.
Dog boy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Poor feral, hairy man boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Clearly now is the kickoff. You know, like, this, you know, this is going to be the reaction period. This is mm-hmm. going to be the reaction to whatever. So what we're going to see next is, like, the public outcry. And
right, exactly. And you know what, that's kind of in very much in Teen Wolf's usual structure, because we usually get, like, first three episodes very much set up, next three episodes things get really dark, last three episodes plus the finale you kind of keep getting darker, but you start building up toward a solution, and then in that final, like, one or two episodes, everything really kicks off and comes together. So now that we're through the first three, I feel like the next three are going to really get to the crux of this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really don't know what to expect next. Do we know if anyone specific is going to arrive anytime soon?
Yeah. I hope it's soon. I hope it's soon. Did Lyndon directed the next episode, didn't he?
It's either 14 or 17. There seems to be some confusion.
I feel like the last thing I heard was 14.
I thought I heard 17, but...
Okay, well, one of us is probably right.
Was it the one with Charlie and Colton? Like, I can't...
That was 17.
That's definitely 17, but is that also Lyndon's episode?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm confused. I do not know either. I'm sure we can find this information somewhere.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Is there anything else about this besides from our live chat that you particularly have any feelings about, thoughts about at the moment?
I mean, not really. I just, you know, Posey did a really fantastic job, and I'm very excited to see if this is something he maybe wants to do again in the future. I think that he's super talented. And you know what? Like, we've talked about this before, and I don't want to get into it too much again, but he's come so far from season one. And that scene in particular, where he's wounded in the sewers and Liam and Lori head off and he's talking to Malia, the way that his face changes, the way that he kind of has an epiphany or his face lights up, like he's so good at expressing every emotion that Scott has. And I don't know, I was just super impressed. And to know that he also directed this episode and he made those choices and everybody said how great he was, it just makes me really happy for what's going to be coming up next for him.
Yeah, it was a very positive reaction. And obviously in the press, you know, obviously in PR, they will have to be like, yeah, it was awesome, it was really good. Mm-hmm. But I know that there were like, I know that in general, that circumstance is a worry for people. It is a worry for, you know, a showrunner or an editor or whatever to be like, oh, one of the actors is directing. Okay. Like, if you know what I mean, like it can go badly and it, you know, either with what they end up, the finished product, or with the way that they act on set as the boss on set for those days, however long it's shooting. But apparently, like, on and off the record, it went super well. So that's really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So this feels very short, but you're actually getting about double this content given our live chat and our reactions there. And so just, yeah, feel free to let us know how you're feeling about episode 3 and where we're going from here in the rest of Teen Wolf this season. But, yeah, is there anything else, Karen, at the moment? Any new news or comments that you wanted to talk about?
Nope. Honestly, it's been pretty quiet other than them giving away a million props from set that I want.
I know.
Retweeting so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, just going from episode to episode. Can't believe we're 3 down already.
Do you have anything from set at the moment?
I don't.
Interesting. We're going to have to wrangle something because I have something and Courtney has something, but I wasn't sure if you did. So we're going to have to find you something.
That would be cool.
Cool. All right. I have the map, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The Danny's, the map of Beacon Hills. So, yeah. One of the copies that they printed for that, for use of that. They have, a few of them have that like framed in the offices and stuff as well. So I think they had a lot of copies, but yeah. All right. We will see you guys next week with episode 604. Do we have the title for that one as of right now while we're
614.
Recording? And 614.
Yeah. And I don't think I do have it.
Yep, next week is Lyndon, according to news from some outlet. And the title is, you're going to love this. The title is Face to Faceless. So someone's going head to head with the dead guy. It also says that both episodes are airing August 20, like that we're getting a double episode next week, which I don't know if that's accurate or not. That might be a mistake.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if that does happen, we'll figure out what we're doing. But Face to Faceless, directed by Lyndon Ashby, is episode 14. So he said that he gets to open it up with a massive action scene that, like, he was really excited about, that he, as a, you know, someone who did a lot of action in the past, was like kind of had the attitude of like, finally, we're going to get this right. Not that Teen Wolf's action's bad, but like his style of like kind of.
Yeah.
Of a big fight scene. So that could be really fun. I don't know. We'll see.
Very excited.
Okay. So we'll see you for that Face to Faceless next week.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, yeah, let us know how you're going basically. So until then. Bye-bye.
Bye.